Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let me just get a Zen, my friend. What do I do with him? All right.
Good to go.
All right, I'm coming home. I want my bets going off. It's looking good today. It looks like it's going to be a good day today. Betting on CSGO and Call of Duty.
Mm-hmm. How the hell do you bet on those?
By kills and headshots.
But are you betting on other people's games or what do you
mean?
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
What
it's like it's real dangerous. Professional players.
It's dangerous.
It's looking good today, but they always say don't get too overconfident. But this is where I win most of my money. But my problem is I win money in the morning because that's when most of the games is happening and shit. They've been like India or some dumb shit. So that sometimes the games, I mean, they be at 4 a.m. and then, you know, you got to be, I be having my phone next to my ear and shit. My bitch be thinking motherfuckers texting me, but it's the niggas texting me with the pics. It's really like slanging drugs now, man. It's like you're sleepy, but man, they going to put the pics out soon. You fiending for it? Because nothing worse than missing the pics. You like, I was sleeping, you missed the pics, you wake up, everybody just showing their slips. Like, we cash today. But what I do, I win. I win a lot in the morning on CSGO or something. Then I bet it all on basketball at night and lose that. So now when I win, I just buy something. So it makes me feel like I got something out of it, you know?
Can't take it back. There you go.
Yeah. All right. So let's go.
5, 4, 3, 2.
It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax your eye right now while your main studios. Yeah. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go. It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax your eye right now while your main studios. Yeah. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go.
Yo, what's up, though? Coming to y'all live from Austin, Texas at Wyoming Studios. It's the Danny Brown Show. I got the Booth Boys with me. How y'all doing, fellas?
Yo.
Hey, Danny.
What's up, man?
Yeah, I know we just talking about getting our bets in, you know? You've been going crazy on the roulette, man.
Yeah, I'm being stupid on roulette. I always lose, but, 27. You gave me a number, so I'm going to hit on 27 all night.
I mean, hey, don't.
Until I get something.
I hope so, man. I mean, I'll send prayers up for you. my thing has been, so I'm saying this because it might be some listeners out there that can help me out. My thing is I've been betting on CSGO and Call of Duty, League of Legends. If anybody out there, you know, you got some picks for your boy. Because I don't be watching that shit, you know. I try to tap in, you know, every now and then. I join the Discord. I just pay these motherfuckers. They give me the picks and shit. And it's been great, man. I've been winning money. I've been losing money as well. I will say, my girl, she be worried about me. She be like, you stop drinking, you stop smoking. Now you just picked up another addiction. But goddamn, at least this one, I can win some money out of it, you know?
That's funny. Our girls are saying the same thing.
Really?
Yeah. We had that conversation like a couple weeks ago. She's like, I'm just seeing some patterns. I don't know.
Because gambling is an addiction. I've seen people fucking go to rehab for gambling and shit like that, but... You know, my little twos and fews. You know, I ain't out there betting them fucking crazy numbers and shit like that. And
yeah,
plus,
right.
I mean, it's a hobby. I really do feel like all these gambling sites and they just making gambling league. They are. Because think about the kids that's growing up in this shit, you know? Like, I be fucking betting on shit I don't even fucking watch. You know, cricket. I won some money on cricket. Golf. Golf is really good. You can bet on the strokes and bet on the birdies and shit. So I've hit and golf. The shit that I watch is what I never hit in. Because you always be like, I be watching basketball. Of course I watch a lot of basketball. But then you watch the game different. You know when you put money on. I got Russell Westbrook got to get 5 rebounds for me. And then it end up being a blowout. They don't put this nigga back in the game. You be like, man, fuck these niggas, man. Put Russ in. I need one more rebound. He got to get one more rebound for the boy. Then they don't put him back in. So I know it got to be like a thing for the players, too. They be having family members and shit betting. They be hitting them up on the side like, man, I just need you to get 4 assists for me, player. Just get 4 assists for me. Hockey's been real good for me too. I don't know shit about hockey. I when I was in rehab, obviously it was a lot of white dudes. The motherfuckers wanted to watch hockey and shit. I'd be like, put the playoffs on, NBA. Put the NBA playoffs on. So we always be switching back and forth through hockey and fucking basketball and shit. And I used to play a lot of hockey games coming up. I feel like you know, Blades of Steel. That shit used to be fun, you know. But now these new hockey games, they got to it. Like, cause I don't really understand the rules in hockey. I just be wanting to fight and shit, you know. The fact that you can still fight in hockey is crazy to me, though. You would think they would take that out the game by now, you know. Cause you watch football now, you barely, them motherfuckers playing flag football at this point. They can't do shit. But yeah, I used to play some Blades of Steel. It's probably shitty now. You probably play that like, what the fuck was I into? But yeah, I tried to play like a recent hockey game. I was like, oh my God, this shit is hard as fuck. Like, I don't, kept getting off sides and all type of shit, you know?
To me, they try to make them too realistic.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to smash into people.
I know. And they, in fucking basketball, that shit be motherfuckers hitting threes from half court and shit. You like, when y'all going to be realistic with NBA 2K? I've definitely stuck to my guns in NBA 2K this year. I have not spent any money on creating a player. I will say this 2K is kind of one of the worst ones in a long time. But I play it time to time. I have not been really playing video games as much ever since Steve O'Ass came on here and made me feel like a loser. I haven't really been playing video games. He had me rethinking my whole life and shit. Shouts out to Steve O, because I see that a lot. He's like, hey, he came on the show. You know, he actually put out an apology video and shit. So that was good of Steve O, man, you know?
Yeah, I saw that.
I was in the Uber leaving from this motherfucker. Like, what am I doing with my life? He had me questioning everything. Like, why am I doing this? Like, what is going on, man? Steve-O made me feel like a loser, man. But shouts out to Steve-O. I think that's what you got to do online. Steve-O got it figured out, you know. You just got to, sometimes you just got to, you know, you just got to admit your wrongs, man, and apologize to the audience, man, and everything will work out, you know. All right, we'll jump into some of these Ask Dannys. You can always hit me up. You know, Ask Danny at the Danny Brown Show.
Ask Danny!
And we got, first up, we got being a coward. Hey, Danny. Last couple of years, I've been very anxious about other people my age wanting to beat me up when I see them in public. 17, by the way. And every time I see a person my age, I start to feel fear and anxiety that I can't control. In addition to that, I be flinching a lot. This drives me crazy. I feel like less of a man. I can't protect myself and my loved ones. What would you do if you were in my situation? Love you, Chad. I mean, you're only 17 years old, but I mean, if you feel like that, man, I don't know. I think that's a lot of shit you bringing onto yourself. Motherfuckers ain't even, once you grow up, I mean, not grow up, but you know, you get older, you start to realize motherfuckers ain't even thinking about your ass. They don't give a fuck about nothing but themselves. Everybody's out here playing fucking, it's a third person shooter out here. Everybody playing their own career mode. No one's really thinking about you. But if you feel like that, man, you know, join jujitsu class or something, you know, some Muay Thai. Buy a gun. You know? but it sounds like you'll be a itchy trigger finger type of motherfucker. You think everybody out to get you type of shit. So I don't know if buying a gun might be safe for you. You might shoot a motherfucker, so. But yeah, man, if you really feel like that, man, the best thing to do is, you know, but at 17, you shouldn't be thinking about protecting yourself and your loved ones. Nothing's really going to happen. I feel like a lot of time we project that shit on ourselves. You out there in the streets and shit, you like, these motherfuckers looking at me. You looking at them, motherfucker. You starting the shit, to be honest. So you just got to realize that motherfuckers don't, if you just go out in the world and think, motherfuckers don't give a fuck about me, you will be all right. Everything could be better. So I think at 17, man, you still young, man. Don't be... Shit, your loved ones should be trying to protect your ass, if anything. That's the crazy part, man. These kids out here, man. I was seeing, I saw a video recently. It was a whole bunch of kids in Chicago it was like at a basketball gym. And every kid had a fucking gun on them. It was like 100 guns in this gym. And that is terrifying to me, man. Like, when these kids be having guns and shit, because, you know, their brain ain't even developed yet, man. I can imagine me. Of course, I used to walk around with guns and shit when I was younger. And I know how stupid I was. It was so many times that I could have just went to jail, man. Like, I'm so blessed that I never got fucking... Because I used to grab the gun just to walk to the gas station and shit. I mean, of course, I was, like, selling drugs and shit, so we thought that's what we had to do. But I would walk around with, like, wads of money on me and shit like that. Like, I'm fucking causing that problem on myself. Like, now that I'm grown and I think about that kind of shit. Like, I used to put myself in so much danger. I remember one time, you know, we was hustling at this building... And motherfuckers were Like, we had our own apartment and shit. And motherfuckers would come, you know, they'd knock on the door of the apartment, you know, for us to sell them drugs. These motherfuckers were like random other motherfuckers in the hood. They'll come and they'll just hang out in the lobby and they'll catch the custos before they get to our dough. You know, that's a no-no in the game. You know what I'm saying? I remember one time I grabbed the gun and ran out into the lobby like, y'all motherfuckers, y'all in here stealing custos? What's up with y'all niggas? You know what I'm saying? Tripping guns still on safety and shit. Motherfucker could have blew my brains out. I would have did that shit like this motherfucker out here with a gun threatening us and shit. Like, what if one of them motherfuckers would have pulled their shit and shot me or something, you know? But thank God, you know, that nothing like that happened. I made it out of that situation. But yeah, man, don't be out here. If you're selling drugs, don't be stealing custos. I'm guaranteed that's still a thing. But yeah, all right, enough with my past. I'm moving on, you know? All right, next up we got Butt Hurt Bitch. Hey, Danny, I was peer reviewing my friend's paper for a class and I said I didn't like it. She proceeded to get really mad at me and hasn't talked to me ever since. We've been friends since the beginning of college, which is about a year. She's been talking shit to our friends, and I can no longer hang out with that group, especially if she's there. The worst part is that one reason she got mad because I offered her weed and she got uncomfortable. I think she's extremely fake. I don't know if I want to be in a friendship with a moody bitch. What should I do in this situation? Oliver. Well, one thing, you was in the wrong. You peer reviewing. You know, you looking at her shit. You all in her business. And then you just going to tell her you don't like it. So I think at the end of the day, her shit is kind of justified. But, I mean, if you really feel that way, why are you asking me about this shit? I don't know shit about no college and papers and shit like that. I wish I'd been to college, but I didn't. I didn't make it past the 10th grade. So I don't know anything about schoolwork. But would that really make a motherfucker that mad? Is that something you should be mad at? I guess I would be mad because, motherfucker, you just commenting on my shit and you ain't got no business even looking at my shit. It's between me and a teacher. You know what I'm saying? Mind your business.
Did she ask her to peer review it?
Oh, I thought peer reviewing was just like copying off somebody's paper. Like, she was just cheating and shit. Peer reviewing,
No. So it's like giving. It's like reading.
Yeah,
and
now it makes sense. And now I understand. I'd never heard that term in my life. Peer reviewing. That's like some real school shit. You know what I'm saying? I never heard that. Is that like a real term? Like, that motherfuckers be saying that? Like, will you peer review my paper?
Yeah, definitely.
Damn. Yeah, I'm dumb. But no, I ain't never heard no shit like that in my life. I copied off motherfuckers' paper. Like, you know, when I was... Most of my high school, I was copying off my girlfriend work and shit. We got caught, though. But fucking English teacher's like, this the same report. You just fucking changed a couple names and shit. But so, yeah. I mean, I guess, okay, now that I understand the term peer review, and I guess she is in the wrong. She asked for your opinion on it. So, yeah, don't hang around that fake-ass bitch then, man. That's all that is, you know. That bitch fake, man. She asked for your fucking, you know, you. At the end of the day, I do hate, because that happens a lot in music, you know, where you got yes man type of shit, where you like, you know, you make songs and shit, and you like, yo, check my song out, and a motherfucker, you can, because I feel like one thing about music, people can't hide their real feelings, no matter what they say. You can look at a motherfucker face, and they can just, you know, you can tell by their reaction to the song if they like it or not. You know, if one thing I always, it's like playing demos for somebody, you know, it's like, you always got to give them like a fucking, like a fucking a essay before you play the song and shit. Like, you know, it ain't mixed yet. It ain't, you know, I'm still working it out. But what you think about this, you know? And then they'll be listening and shit and they'll be like, that was dope. That was cool. That was cool. That mean that shit suck. You know what I'm saying? Cause, but motherfucker, my main reaction, if I hear a song, if you play a song for me and I'd be like, oh shit, this shit fire. I want to hear it again. I just want to keep constantly hearing it and hearing it and hearing it. It's almost like getting a dopamine rush or something for me. So yeah, if she asks for your opinion, whatever. All right. Goddamn. I'm going to get to there.
Looking for a super offer for Super Bowl 58? DraftKings Sportsbook got you covered. New customers can bet on the big game and $5 in the 200 instantly in bonus bets. I really love DraftKings, man. It just make watching sports so much more funner because it's like you're playing a game inside a game. And who doesn't love to make some money? Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code DANNYB. New customers can bet $5 to get 200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbooks, an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 58, with code DANNYB. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 and over. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per new customer. Must opt in and make minimum $5 deposit within 7 days. 168 hours of registering new account. Max match $100 in casino credits, which require one-time playthrough within 7 days. 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/newplayeroffer 2024.
Whether your resolution is to save money, eat better, or stress less, HelloFresh is here to help you do all three. Say hello to most delicious years yet with fresh ingredients and chef-crafted recipes at a price you'll like, delivered right to your door. Don't let recipe boredom strike, because HelloFresh has more options than ever before. Dig into their biggest menu yet with over 45 dinner options to choose from weekly, and even more market add-on items that suit any lifestyle. Make saving time your breeziest resolution with quick, convenient recipes delivered right to you. Just choose your meals, select your delivery date. HelloFresh handles the meal planning and shopping. So all you have to do is open your weekly box of pre-proportioned ingredients and step-by-step recipes to get cooking. HelloFresh is really great because you don't got to really worry too much about shopping. They come through with good meals that you can just look up recipes for and make anyone look like a chef. So go to HelloFresh.com/DannyBeFree and use code DannyBeFree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/DannyBeFree with code DannyBeFree. America's number one meal kit, HelloFresh.
All right, next up, we got Move It or Lose It. Hey, Danny, been a big fan for years and excited to see you at Village Underground in London. Yeah, shouts out, I'm going on tour, which is fucking crazy, man. I can't believe I'm still out here doing this shit after 10 years. And so, yeah, I got a nice little European tour plan. I'm actually going to fucking Italy for the first time. I'm very excited about that. But they going through a quarter-life crisis. I didn't know that was a thing. I'm 27 and moving to Australia with no real job, plan, or goal. I believe in a good group of friends and family, and also Hinge in London is popping off. Hinge, goddammit. What would your advice be? Am I too old to move to a other side of the world? Should I be looking to settle? Appreciate you. Reese. This is spelled R-H-Y-S. How do you pronounce that name? I've never seen this name before. It sounds like a video game character. It's like Reese. R-H-Y-S. There's no vowels in this.
why is it?
I know that? Sometimes. It says sometimes why. All right. Riz. But at 27, that's not even old. I wish to be 27 again, man. 27 is really young. So I feel like that's like young enough to still get shit going and old enough to be mature enough to know what you're doing, you know? So I think that would be a great thing, man. Australia is fucking amazing, man. I really love Australia. I mean, minus that a fucking spider can bite you and kill you and you got fucking kangaroos popping out fine on you, you know? But Australia is a great place, man. So I think, you know, I think that's the perfect age to, like, if you really feel like, you know, London is, you outgrowing it in certain, you know, you just feel like, you know, you need to change the scenery. I feel like that's like the perfect age for that kind of shit, you know? You don't want to be 37 and be like, damn, I should have moved to Australia. Like, I wish I would have left Detroit a lot sooner, you know? But London, man, London could be, it also depends where you're moving to in Australia. I feel like I really love Melbourne. Sydney is great, you know, but London is very, like, dark. I don't know. It's like, you know, I think weather really plays a huge part on our mental health in some sense. Like, just being in Texas and, you know, other day it was fucking 30 degrees. Then yesterday it was like 70 degrees. That shit can make you bipolar in some sense too, though. But yeah, because it's like, man, I hope this is the coldest it get here. I hope we don't have to go through no Texas freeze and the fucking power grid shut down again. And I'm fucking living without heat and shit. You know, it that fucking sucks. But yeah, I actually seen somewhere it was saying that Michigan has like one of like the highest and like I forgot the syndrome they call it, but it's something where like the weather affects your mood and shit like that or whatever. But I heard
seasonal affective disorder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like number two or some shit. I seen that shit. And I can totally agree with that, man. I remember just being like living in Michigan, because you got like these months where you can't leave a fucking house. Like, it's literally so. I seen that it was snowing there now, and it's fucking snowing shit. And it's just, and especially at my age now, man, when I leave the house, if it's too cold, man, I feel that shit in my bones. Like, I can't believe I used to be a kid fucking playing in snow and shit like that. Snow fucking sucks, man. I'm not with the snow no more, man. But I think that's the perfect age to move somewhere and like restart your life and shit like that, you know. But Hinge, you know, Hinge should be popping up in Australia too, shit, you know. I don't know, man. Australia is, I mean, I love places where you can go and it's still English. I think that's why I love Australia and London and shit so much. When you go to these other places and people don't speak English and shit, it's like so much of a culture shock and shit. Whereas like Australia's like, they just talk a little weird, but motherfuckers can understand what you're saying, you know? All right, we got new game. Like I say, I haven't really been playing no games. Like I said, I started Baldur's Gate. Because everybody was telling me, you know, how good it was. And it is great, but it's really a slow-paced game. So, you know, holla at me on Steam. I need somebody to carry me through that shit, man. It's like, I like it because, you know, I'm a nigga from the hoods, and I like rolling dice. So the fact that, you got to roll dice in that shit is like, that's some gangster shit, you know what I'm saying? So I like getting my dice rolls in, but I haven't really been playing any video games, man. Shouts out to Steve-O. Maybe Steve-O might have helped me in life, you know? But I don't know if I can take motherfucking advice from a motherfucker that get his balls stapled for money and shit, you know? All right. Hey, Danny. Congrats on 40. Love the album. I was wondering if you ever played Ghost Runner. I know you're a big fan of Cyberpunk, and this game has a similar aesthetic, except you play a badass cyborg ninja. It's very difficult, but there's no loading screens between death, so you can jump right back into the action. Shouts out to the Booth Boys. Chase. No, I haven't heard of this game, Ghost Runner. You know about this, any?
Nah, I never heard of it.
Let me see. What does it look like? Can I get a, is it, have I ever seen it before? Ghost Runner. When was this? Oh, I think I have seen this. When was this release? Oh, it's an Epic Games. Nah, I haven't. I mean, you know, my Steam is out there. Everybody got it. You know, you can hit me up and send me that shit. I'll check it out. You know, I feel like I'm gonna probably game more when I'm on the road because of Steam Deck. Because like even with Baldur's Gate, I was like, you know, especially those games with, oh, we got a 9 out of 10. Oh shit, it's been out since 2022. All right.
It kind of looks like what's that? Mirror's Edge. It kind of looks like one of those.
Yeah, Mirror's Edge, man. That was like a hard one, man. That was a hard one, man. Mm-hmm. I definitely had my fair, you know, time playing that game, man. But I was like, that's one of those games where I was like, man, I'm not doing all this shit, man. Like, I'm too old for this shit, man. It's just, and I feel like that shit, you know, it was like giving me like, that game could give you like an epileptic seizure or some shit, man, you know. But yeah, Ghost Runner, I would definitely try out some Ghost Runner, man. It sounds like a cool game, a badass cyborg ninja. I haven't even finished Cyberpunk. I made it to the part where you get to Idris Elba. I don't know, man. I did all the you know, the settings for Steam Deck to play it, but I still be dropping, getting frame rate drops and shit. That motherfucker be freezing on me. That motherfucker get hot in your hand. Like, damn, this bitch about to blow up. Cyberpunk, man. What the fuck y'all got going on? So sometimes it definitely get the fucking stuttering and shit on you, man. We got some music questions. What's this about?
Oh yeah, we got some real quick, kind of rapid-fire, short music questions for you if you want to do that.
Yeah, definitely. Let's see what we got.
Sure. Is there an artist or a song that an ex ruined for you?
An ex ruined for me? I wouldn't say ruined, but it has been songs where I'd be like, damn, bitch, you like that? What the fuck you got going on in your life? And I remember as a teenager, my girlfriend, she loved that Aaliyah song, Are You Somebody? And in that song, Aaliyah, she pretty much just talking about cheating on her nigga. And my bitch used to sing that song all the time, and she used to listen to that shit. And I was like, you know, as a kid, I didn't really think nothing about it, but I remember hearing it later in life, because the bitch was cheating on me and shit, too. And now I remember listening to that song, I'm like, oh, shit, this bitch was giving me the signs all the time. I just was too young to fucking realize what was going on. I was like, why does bitch like that song so much? It was almost like she was fucking. R. Kelly was writing all that shit with his freaky ass. But yeah, if you listen to that song, Are You Somebody by Aaliyah, man, it was just giving women empowerment to be like, yeah, and you know, I'm going to sneak around on this nigga. I'm going to cheat and shit. And I'm like, damn, this bitch used to sing that song all the time, man. So yeah, man, fuck that song, man. If a bitch listening to that song all the goddamn time, man, you need to question this relationship, man, because, bitch, why you like this that much, you know? But I guess it can go both ways, you know? I used to listen to a lot of Too Short and shit like that, and, you know, Too Short had this one song, man, You Couldn't Be a Better Player Than Me. I get enough pussy every day of the week. I used to sing that shit all the time, you know? But I wasn't, though. We was living through Too Short with that shit, man. Motherfuckers wasn't getting no bitches, you know? But she would listen to that song all the fucking time and sing that shit and just really, and I mean, it's just one thing to listen to the song and sing that shit, but she would put emotion into that motherfucker. Like, we'd be in the car riding and shit, and she just blowing notes and shit. I'm like, damn, bitch, you really relate to this song, huh? Now that I'm grown, I realize that bitch was a cheater. All right. Which is fucked up, too, because that's the thing I saw one time a girl say, like, men, we get hurt one time in high school and just become a dog after that ever since. You know what I'm saying? Bitch sent me on a downward spiral after that, man. Like, fuck these hoes. I'm out of that now. I'm out of that phase. I realize that all women aren't the same, you know.
Got a couple more for you.
All right.
So we know your sex playlist is Bjork.
Yeah.
Do you have a wedding song that you have in mind?
A wedding song? God damn, man. I don't want to think about no shit like that, man. It's like... A wedding song, man. I think everybody would be like, I'm for the hood, so it'd be that Jagged Edge song. Let's get married. I bet you that motherfuckers play that shit at every fucking wedding in the world. I don't know if it's a good song to play at a wedding, you know? I guess my wedding song would be that motherfucking Cha-Cha Slide. Crisscross.
Down the aisle.
Yeah, everybody in the wedding, we got to do the Cha-Cha Slide, man. You know what I'm saying? Hands on your knees. You know what I'm saying? So I guess that's a good hit that shit at the reception, you know? I mean, I obviously, you know, I know not too many men in my family have gotten married. So I definitely, at my age now, I'm definitely a settled down one woman man at this point in my life. So yeah, me and my girl, we talk about it a lot. We've been having that conversation. The thing is about me, man, is that, I don't know. I'm emotionally broken in that sense. And I just know I'm going to feel like a bitch. Like, will you marry me? Like, that whole moment of doing that, getting down on one knee with the ring and shit, you know? Like, even if you know she going to say yes, but you just get that emotion. Just having to, just knowing you're about to put yourself through that. I think that's what's not even the point of getting married. That don't even scare me. Just the act of doing that. Is what I'm most afraid of.
You're just going to do it in a back alley so nobody sees you.
I got to find a gangster way to do it. You know what I'm saying? Where I don't feel like a bitch, you know?
Do it in a song.
That's even more of like a bitch move. I feel like that's even more because you got to, you sat there, you wrote it, you thought about it, you're putting yourself through that emotional turmoil. You're going into the booth to record it. You know how you feeling in the booth recording that shit? Like, oh. And I've recorded some emotional ass songs, you know, but I think that would be my most emotional I would get. Like you're peeking into my soul now. But yeah, I'm definitely at that point where I'm getting ready. I'm prepping myself, you know.
Okay, so then what song do you want played at your funeral?
Shit, I don't know if motherfuckers gonna show up.
Well, we'd be there.
Yeah, okay. Shout out to the booth boys there. That's a dark topic to think about. But I think you know, in death I would want people to fucking celebrate more so than being at a you know, hopefully I'm be like Don King, I make it to 91. You know, but I don't know, man. I at the end of the day, as me, a person that's made music and shit, don't play shit. Just set up. Just shut up and be quiet. You know what I'm saying? Like, you come to my funeral, don't play no fucking music, man. Like, just shut the fuck up and be quiet and be like, damn, that nigga was a real one. You know what I'm saying? Just think with your thoughts. Like, yeah, that nigga was a real one, man. You know, he went out like a G. You know what I'm saying? But no, I wouldn't think of play some happy shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know though, but that's some crazy shit though. motherfuckers be like, man, play this song at my funeral, man. As a person that make music, man, that's a lot to that's a lot of pressure on a motherfucker. You're like, damn, man, you know, like if somebody came up to me and be like, yeah, man, we played your song during the funeral and shit, I wouldn't feel good about that shit. Be like, damn, man, that's a time to mourn, and y'all in that bitch turning up to some Danny Brown. That's the last thing I want to do.
Well, there are sad songs you could play.
Yeah, but that's even worse, you know.
And then lastly, Tanner has a little question for you.
No, you've been into the Smiths and that alternative rock and stuff.
Where you hear that at?
On the pod.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was just wondering how you found that kind of music, you know, growing up in Detroit and whatnot.
Just the internet. And I would say, man, shouts out to Pitchfork. Pitchfork is going through a crazy time right now, man. Pitchfork was always like, I will say more so earlier than recent time, but like an album would get a high review on Pitchfork, you always just checked it out, you know? So... yeah, I would say Pitchfork for the most part. They definitely made me a huge Arcade Fire fan. I was definitely, you know, I love the Suburbs album, but yeah, Pitchfork and just a lot of just like music review sites, I would say, or even someone like Fantano, you know, seeing a needle drop. If you see people, you know, I guess now it's kind of different now because you can just see people on social media and everybody just, you know, raving about an album. Like, let me check this shit out, you know. So, yeah, I would just say more now is just, but yeah, back then it was pretty much. And then, you know, you had like Napster and shit and fucking Kazaa and all those kind of sites. So I
was always mislabeled who the band or the song was.
You fucking download that shit and you got Rickrolled.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I thought this was Kid Rock for 10 years.
Yeah, that happened. That happened a lot, man. Soulja Boy was doing that to motherfuckers. You would fucking download a song and that bitch would be like, you, like, what the fuck is this, man? I was trying to download David Bowie, man. This ain't Let's Dance. This is the motherfucking Soulja Boy. Hit that hole and shit. I'm like, God damn. So yeah, shouts out to Soulja Boy, man. Soulja Boy's a legend. All right, we got some freestyles.
Let me hear you bust a freestyle.
Sure do. This is Andrew Steiner.
That's his rap name?
King Quacks a lot. Yeah. Doc Bob the lady, yo. Got the man looking at my car, but the radio ain't even working because my thing is a blown up spaceship. I got a dog with a face grip. Everybody knows that I come in on the mace whip. You know the time is an essence that it's ran. The time is a peasant that is glam. You know the rhyme that is pheasant in the slam. Sam-a-lama-lama, ding-dong. You know the man is a King Kong. Bundy, I see this man like Grundy, Solomon. He's hanging out on the Ottoman Empire. You know the dog is a vampire. Bite your ass and then the mail don't get there. Why are you talking to me like I'm a delivery service driver? I'm not. My name is MacGyver. I made a blood oath with Aleister Crowley that I would get this dog out of the valley. What dog? His name is Rufus. And you never know, he's toothless. By the way, he bites you and then you go, ow. That shit hurts. And then you say, oh my God, I wish I could squirt.
He actually had some bars in that shit, though. It was like some non sequiturs. Like, you know, it was some shit in that. Even though he looked like he run his own cult or some shit like that. Or like he like one of those creepy yoga teachers that started a yoga class and be touching the bitches and shit. And we watch a whole series on Netflix about him. But yeah, it was actually some bars in that, though. That's one of those, he definitely do mushrooms and shit. He probably, you know, look like he could be a stand-up comedian and something. But yeah, shouts out to, what's his nigga, Steiner?
Andrew Steiner.
Yeah, Steiner Brothers.
He's very deadpan in his delivery.
No, he's a psycho. He's definitely a psycho. Shouts out, though, man. He got the crazy balding at the top. Any motherfuckers, man, that start balding at the top and keep the sides, you know, this is just crazy confidence in his life, man. He don't give a fuck about shit. He like, what's up, bitch? You know what I'm saying? He made a blood oath for Aleister Crowley to get the dog out the valley. His name was Rufus. That was bars kind of dog. Like that sounds like some hip hop that I used to listen to. Like motherfucker would have said some shit like that. So shouts out Andrew Steiner, man. All right, we got another one.
Yeah, this is Dane Sword.
You know I love it when we link. Every time I love's on the brink. Disney Channel original stink. Come on now, let's think. We can get to the mall. I can buy you a doll. And then you gonna think my dick's not so small. After all.
Oh yeah, you crazy. Mm. That's yeah. He definitely got a goon cave. Yeah, he just I don't know if that was a rap though. That was more like spoken word poetry or some shit, like the snapping and shit. You know, like I don't know. He was trolling. He's being goofy, man. Don't please people. If you want to send in freestyles, don't do what he did. Let's just not do that. You know, he just like fuck it. He probably didn't even think he's gonna get picked. And y'all motherfuckers picked that nigga. Like, I bet you it was somebody that really came in this motherfucker dropping bars. And I know I talk shit all the time. I want to see some funny shit, but. Please don't do what he did, man. I hate, you know, because one thing about this rap shit, you can't play with it, man. This rap shit will fuck you up, man. But
I'll play another one.
No, don't. He ruined it. No more bars for the day, man. Let's spin the wheel and then we can get ready to get up out this motherfucker, man, because he ruined it. Pit bulls. Are pit bulls like I mean, people get dogs and shit, you know, like, I don't think pit bulls, like, people ain't, like, because that was like a pop, I mean, obviously in the hood and shit, you know, everybody had pit bulls and shit, but I don't think, like, people be like, you know, they want to get a dog and they be like, I'm going to get a pit bull, you know? That's like a thing, like, you got to be, like, into that shit, like, breeding pit bulls and shit like that is almost like, I don't think people, I mean, them motherfuckers are turn on you, man. Pit bulls, I mean... Pit bulls are loyal dogs and shit. They are good. I mean, people make money off the motherfuckers. That's what I know for pit bulls. Motherfuckers be fighting them motherfuckers and shit like that. But yeah, man. But thing is, man, it's crazy. Like, you go over somebody's house and shit, they got a pit bull. It's like, my anxiety goes through the roof. Like, you can't even be comfortable around them motherfuckers. You always looking at the dog and shit. Like, hold up, man. It's pit bulls, like, that was like the number one guard dogs in drug houses and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfucker, but that used to be the sad part. They'll fucking raid the fucking house and shit. They gonna shoot that damn dog. So yeah, shouts out to pit bulls. They the real gangster dog breed, you know. But now I be seeing like on like these motherfuckers be breeding them motherfuckers. They be having like muscles and shit, putting them niggas on treadmills, and they getting bigger and bigger. Like, I've seen fucking, this is one pit bull show. This motherfucker got a big ass. The motherfucker be wearing a gold chain and all type of shit. Like, damn, I'm nigga the pit bull out. You know what I'm saying? They already know what they is, but me personally, man, I wouldn't get, like, I just wouldn't get big dogs no more. Like, I just, you know, like, just having crazy-ass, big-ass dogs and shit, that's just, like, I mean, growing in the hood, I think a lot of people got dogs and shit because people breaking houses and shit, you know? So that was always, like, fuck it, we ain't gonna get no security system. We just gonna get a pit bull, you know what I'm saying? So that was just that, but I don't know. So I ain't seen no pit bulls in Texas, though.
Danny, don't you have a cardboard cutout of Pitbull?
Oh, yeah, the actual rapper?
Yeah.
That's what we was talking about? Oh, we weren't talking about dogs?
No, we were talking about dogs.
Oh, shit. Mr. 305? Shouts out to Mr. 305, man. Pitbull is like one of the coolest rappers to me, man, because that's like a person, you watched him grow into his shit. Like, when Pitbull first came out, he was like on some regular rap, like gangster shit, you know, being on his Florida shit. Then he grew into like crazy, like, Las Vegas bottle popping sparkler club rapper, you know, and it fit him more, you know what I'm saying? He got the suits on, you know what I'm saying, talking in his, doing his Spain and shit, you know. So yeah, Pitbull is an ill motherfucker, man. Like, you know, like, a lot of people, like, when they be like, man, this top 10 rappers, man, ain't nobody gonna say Pitbull, man, but but he's like one of the highest grossing rappers ever, you know. And that's really what it's about, I guess, sometimes, you know? Like, they don't even think of, and that's why, man, people always be talking shit about Drake. And then, but they don't talk shit about, like, Pitbull or, like, a Flo Rida or some shit like that, you know? Because Pitbull killed it, man. So, shouts out to Pitbull, man. But, yeah, I got the Pitbull cut out. And, because I thought it was funny. I just thought it was funny. I wanted to get it cut out. That's when I was, like, streaming and shit. So I just thought it would be cool to have a cutout behind me. And I was like, man, you know, motherfuckers always be getting like fucking Bernie Sanders or some shit like that. I'm like, let me get my nigga Pitbull up in this bitch. You know what I'm saying? Mr. 305, man. All right, man. We can get up out this motherfucker, man. We're going to let's spin the wheel one more time because I think. The color yellow. Is this like a white version movie of The Color Purple? Which I've been seeing a lot of people talk shit about The Color Purple, man. The Color Purple is one of those movies, man, where I watched as a kid and I was like, oh, man, this is... I remember watching The Color Purple as a kid and it just made me emotional. And I was like, oh, this is like the most, like, you know, it was like a real emotional movie type shit. And then I remember watching it as an adult. And I'm like, oh, this shit just making bitches hate niggas. Hey, that was like a hate film for black men type shit. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? But I've seen people talk about how the new Color Purple is like on some gay shit or whatever. But I don't know, man. But yeah, The Color Yellow, the actual color yellow. The Color Yellow is drip. That's some drip. Like, you can really get fly with some yellow shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't say walk around wearing all yellow. You look like SpongeBob, but... But yeah, you can definitely. I love like white and yellow Air Force Ones. You know, like yellow is some drip. Yellow is drip. It's a weird color though. Like, I don't know. Yellow is. It just made me think of bananas and shit. You know, are bananas yellow?
What do you mean?
I don't know, cause you know it's so many different hues and it could be. I don't know, man.
Yeah,
all right.
They're yellow when they're like ripe. Sometimes
that was a dumbass
green,
question.
All
right,
they're brown. But yeah, you're right. They that can was be different
a. I told you, man. I ain't make it past the 10th grade. But I think you should know the color of bananas by the end. But
you
yeah,
didn't ask to have it peer reviewed.
That's a crazy question. Is bananas yellow? Maybe that's like a check question. You know, you want to see where another motherfucker's IQ at, because then they got to think about it. Be like, hold up, man. Like, oh, nigga, you dumb. You took too long. All right. I love y'all motherfuckers, man. See y'all at the same time, same channel, man. Shouts out to y'all, man. Love y'all motherfuckers. Peace. Love. Laugh. Peace. What's that shit? Peace, love. All right.
Live, laugh, love.
All right. All right. See, I'm dumb. All right. Love you. Peace. We out.